Our correspondent, David Green, has been on the presidential campaign trail for what seems like an eternity. That means lots of stump speeches, policy papers, debates, and, of course, gaffes by the candidates. He tells us he's seen his fair share of theatrical moments. The whole race has a made-for-Hollywood feel. And in all of David Green's free time, riding campaign planes and buses, he's had time to consider this idea. What if Campaign 2008 were a movie?
So one question about this campaign movie is whether we even need real actors. The candidates have already given us a ton of material for a trailer.
In a land gripped by politics.
No, actually, I don't even watch the news.
Three candidates fight for the ultimate job. A woman with a dream.
You know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening.
The man with hope in his eyes.
Hope. Hope is what led me here today.
And the war hero.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my friends.
Who will lead the free world?
He's very likable. I agree with that. I don't think I'm that bad.
You're likable enough.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's enough. Maybe we could use some real actors. I've actually gotten ideas from voters. I talked to a few while I was out covering the Democratic race in Pennsylvania. Let's start with Hillary Clinton.
I don't know. Florence Henderson, I guess, would be. Hillary Clinton.
I see Denzel Washington or Cuba Gooding, or even Jamie Foxx as Barack. Hillary's a tougher one.
Maybe Jodie Foster.
No.
She's smart.
Lots of suggestions, and I decided I'd take them to an expert, NPR's movie critic Bob Mondello. Bob says if a film crew was actually casting the movie, they'd probably try to caricature the candidates.
Hollywood falls back on stereotypes whenever it can, because that makes the storytelling easier. It's, you know the character, you don't have to explain things.
Okay, so we're dealing with stereotypes. That said, who would Hollywood cast as Obama? Denzel Washington?
Too old. He's 54. No way.
A Will Smith?
Better. It's easier to make him look older than it is to make Denzel Washington look younger.
What's more, Will Smith is known for giving uplifting speeches, like in the comedy Hitch when he was giving relationship advice.
Just one shot to make the difference between happily ever after and, oh, he's just some guy I went to something with once.
Inspirational, sure. Bob Mondello says Will Smith's characters also tend to be inexperienced and maybe idealist. As for Hillary Clinton, Bob thinks Meryl Streep.
And she's actually played a role that it would kind of make sense to think about, the Manchurian Candidate, where she is sort of the ultimate political operative.
We'll do that. You are bluffing.
Oh, no, Senator. I would and I will and I will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
As for who should play John McCain?
An actor who resembles him a little bit, I think, Richard Dreyfuss. He played a very conservative senator in the movie The American President.
And I'm glad to see that the president has a girlfriend. Never mind that she's the hired gun of an ultra-liberal political action committee.
The attack dog, the temper, just the kind of stereotype Hollywood loves. Before I let our movie critic go, I did ask Bob how he'd review the presidential campaign so far.
Yeah, really muddy exposition, and it's going to get eventually to the conclusion it's taking way too long to get there.
The suspense will end November 4th at theaters everywhere.
Well, at a polling station near you. David Green, NPR News.